This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. The flu is hitting the U.S. earlier than usual this year, and Missouri is no exception. There have already been more than 9,800 cases of the flu this year, more than six times the average of the past five flu seasons at this point. Most of the flu that's been reported so far in Missouri is type B, but type A flu is also being reported in the state. Officials say the flu season usually doesn't kick in until late January or early February, but the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Missouri is one of 29 states already reporting high levels of flu-like illnesses. One of the most talked about issues so far during Missouri's young legislative session is whether or not Governor Jane Nixon has the authority to appoint a new lieutenant governor if Peter Kinder becomes the new congressman for the state's 8th district. When asked by reporters yesterday, Nixon said he believes he has the authority to do so based on a precedent. In 2000, Governor Roger Wilson appointed Joe Maxwell to begin serving immediately as lieutenant governor, less than 2 months before his elected term was set to begin. Republican House Speaker Pro Tem Jason Smith disagrees. He says current law requires a special election for lieutenant governor, but admits it's unclear as to how it's to be carried out.
State rep, state senate, lieutenant governor, it's like the recorder of deeds of St. Louis County and sheriffs. That's what the law provides. But it does not provide on how to enforce those special elections, unlike the other sections.
Smith is sponsoring legislation that would allow special elections for all vacated statewide offices, but would schedule them in November to coincide with other races. Smith is also seeking to replace Southeast Missouri Republican Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, along with a long list of candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Kinder, fellow State House member Todd Richardson, GOP Executive Director Lloyd Smith, former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman, former Congressman Wendell Bailey, and former State Senator Jason Crowell. The new executive director of PedNet has almost finished her first week on the job. Annette Triplett took over for departing PedNet director Ian Thomas on Monday. PedNet is an organization that advocates for alternative modes of transportation. Triplett was a childhood nutrition expert with the University of Missouri Extension for 5 years before leading PedNet. She says her experience in nutrition is easily parlayed into her job at PedNet.
Nutrition always has a physical activity component because you can't really talk about energy in without also talking about energy out. So all of our nutrition programs often have a physical activity component.
Triplett also says she's been involved in alternative modes of transportation in her personal life.
I am also very personally dedicated to active transportation, and so walking, biking has been part of my life for many, many years now. So it's a personal commitment that I'm excited to be able to translate into a professional career.
Triplett says she will continue the plans laid out by Ian Thomas. Thomas had been with PedNet since it first began back in 2000, but announced he was stepping down as director in September. Thomas has filed for the 4th Ward seat of Columbia City Council. He will face incumbent Councilman Daryl Dudley in the April elections. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans. This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. Missouri House Democrats have decided to prohibit smoking in their offices and plan to seek broader smoking restrictions at the state capitol. Smoking is barred in the House chamber and public galleries. It has been permitted in lawmakers' private offices. The Democrats said yesterday they plan to seek a ban on smoking for all areas of the capitol controlled by the House. 2 years ago, the House voted to prohibit smoking in a gallery reserved for members in the back of the chamber, but rejected an effort to ban smoking in offices. The White River, which cuts through southern Missouri and Arkansas, is now America's second national blueway. The Kansas City Star reports that the new national blueway system is part of the America's Great Outdoors Initiative, aimed at establishing a community-driven conservation and recreation agenda. Several groups, including the Nature Conservancy and the Missouri Department of Conservation, nominated the White River for the designation. Officials announced the river was given the designation this week. The river flows for more than 700 miles from its headwaters in the Ozarks to the mouth of the Mississippi River. The 410-mile-long Connecticut River was the first river designated as a national blueway. Court oversight of two financially troubled insurance companies has finally come to an end in Missouri. The state insurance department says receiverships have been closed for Transit Casualty Company and International Financial Services Life Insurance Company. Receivership is a legal step in which a court appoints the state to take control of a financially troubled insurer to pay claims by using the company's assets. Transit Casualty went into receivership in November of 1985. The department says it was able to pay 87% of claims using company assets, with the rest covered by insurance guarantee associations. The department also says it was able to pay all of the claims against International Financial Services, which went into receivership in May of 1999. A Catholic parish in eastern Missouri is mourning the thefts of relics brought to the church from Rome more than a half century ago. KSDK-TV reports that 9 relics were stolen from the St. Genevieve Catholic Church sometime around Christmas. The relics were present around the time of Christmas masses, but cleaning crews noticed they were missing on January 4th. The Reverend Dennis Schmidt says the items were brought back to the parish after trips to Rome in the 1930s and 1940s. He says that relics are items belonging to or connected to a saint, such as a portion of their bodies or a garment. St. Louis leaders are taking a tough approach to stop people from asking money at exit ramps. Director of Human Services Bill Sidoff told KMOX Radio that some are so aggressive that drivers become intimidated. He says some drivers have even changed their routes to avoid the ramp, such as the one on Interstate 64 and 14th Street. To address the problem, the city has put up no begging signs at 25 locations and plans another 24 dozen. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.